This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. Specials all over the neighborhood today. Valley City's got the beef tips and gravy or scallop potatoes and ham. Get a choice there. How about in Harwood? Sausage potato, Main Avenue, West Fargo, Salisbury steak. They're doing beef tips and gravy in Glendon. Got lasagna as well in Yulin. NP Avenue's got meatloaf and Swedish meatballs, 12th Avenue North. And of course, all day today and every Monday, 99 cents. There's special deals every day, but today it's 99 cents. Fresh baked muffins all day on Monday at PetroServe USA.
Scott Hennen back at the border, Texas-Mexico border. It actually is a beautiful morning. A little bit of a breeze that you can hear. We're literally open air edition of What's on Your Mind today. And Tommy Fisher's here, North Dakota born and bred, Fisher Industries, and proven himself, as we said for many, many years on this program. Hey, federal government, why wouldn't you want this guy to build your wall? They finally listened, and after a whole lot of, shoe leather being worn off by Tommy and his crew, getting Border Patrol folks in, U.S. Army Corps of Engineer folks in to actually see it, DHS folks, they said, yeah, you're right, we should be probably giving Tommy a few of these billions in contracts. That all worked pretty well until the federal government said, stand down, don't build the wall anymore, we're done. So we're looking at a demonstration project. We previously have broadcast from the El Paso project where you proved you can build on a mountain. And that one, of course, was financed by the We Build the Wall group. Steve Bannon, Brian Colfage, good group of folks. But it sounds like there are some questions about how that fundraising went, so that's being dealt with separately. I want people to know Tommy was a vendor on that project. Tommy was the person they hired to build the wall, and they originally were going to be involved in this and ultimately didn't have the money to do it, and you just did this on your own, correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So there's a difference there. I mean, Carl Rove, I've known over the years, every time I say Carl's name on the air, I get a lot of hate mail saying, how could you like that scumbag? Carl's not a scumbag. He's a decent guy. He's had a lot of success in Texas politics and obviously in the Bush years. But he's a skeptic. Okay, he's a skeptic about this project and about other projects. And one of the things he told me in a text the other day was, well, what about the We Build the Wall deal? I mean, what a mess. I'm like, yeah, but that doesn't mean you don't fix the wall. I mean, the problem is you just got to be innovative and find another way, and that's what you've done, Tommy, here, and I think it's great. If folks want to ask Tommy a question, here's what you do. Call us at 800-228-0550. We have the 24/7 Be the Buffalo hotline. That's what we do in North Dakota. Turn to the storm, just like the buffalo. Right? What does everybody do when they see a storm? They run like hell. Not the buffalo, they run into the storm. And that's what we do in North Dakota. So we thank Oasis Petroleum for sponsoring our Be the Buffalo hotline. You can call it 24/7 at 855-200-1776. Tommy, you are a buffalo. Yeah, just put the horns up. You are a buffalo. You are. You run into the storm and you have all along and you're a patriot. From the first moment I met you, I think, I don't even remember how we were met. Might have been Kelly Armstrong or North Dakota. Somebody said, gotta meet Tommy. I said, this guy's a patriot. He can build bridges. You got DOT projects in California, New Mexico, Nevada, building bridges, plowing ground. You can build that all day long. This has been a pain in your butt, but you keep doing it. Why?
I'm just a firm believer that I want to protect the U.S. border for, you know, all Americans, my kids, other people's kids, Republicans, Democrats. I just really feel that if the border was done, people couldn't exploit other people from other countries and take advantage of them, and they'd have to come in the legal way. And if that wasn't soon enough and we needed their help, then the politicians would have to change the immigration laws to make it work for everyone.
Now, you've proven that you've done this right here, obviously on private land that you purchased and you built, to say, here's how to do it, folks. And again, you told us how much is private land between here and, this far west edge of where Border Patrol wants this protected. So the question is, how do you get that done? How could you, on private land, build? Would you need the state government to say, let's do this? Would the private landowners do it on our own? Do you think the model of patriots paying? I mean, if you took every billionaire in the country and said, sponsor a mile, it'd be about $20 million a mile, right? I mean, it'd be the equivalent of me pulling a buck out of my pocket for those guys. So what do you do? How do you get this done?
Well, I think they just got to make a determination of what it's going to cost the, you know, even just the state of Texas, and or the rest of the states. Illegal immigration costs a lot of money all through, so maybe the states can team up. That's where I came back with the proposal I'm going to put out, is financing half of the build cost with the interest and the maintenance cost for 10 years to prove that what we build, so that should eliminate any skeptics or anything else on what we're doing. And I wanted to say one thing, you know, like in the storm down here, for all the people in Texas, that'd be a Longhorn.
Oh, yeah, you good move.
Going in the storm.
See, that's a North Dakota kid playing to the crowd is what that is right there. Yeah, exactly right. A Longhorn. Yeah, he's not even talking bison. He's talking about Longhorn. I like it. When in Texas, play the game. I'm with you.
Yeah. But the main thing is something needs to be done. And the other part is our system.
So that's why I'll go back to the financing piece. So when you're saying you'll finance it, so it's $20 million a mile, $10 million a mile, whoever the payer is, they're paying out over time. So the state of Texas says, oh, we can't swallow 400 miles of border along Texas and not disrupt our economy or the budget of the state of Texas. First of all, I'd say, well, what is the budget of Texas impacted by illegal immigration? And then I'd minus that cost off, because as this project proves, you got 3 miles less to protect now. And you have focused the areas to where the Border Patrol can look. So let's just set that aside a second. But Texas says we'll do it. They pay half of it up front, and they finance the other half. Maybe at some point the federal government wakes up or there's another payer. So that's one option, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're fine. Half of it.
That is correct. And providing the maintenance and everything from the light bulbs to...
If a bulb tips over, you fix it.
Tips over or anything like that. Full warranty. You won't see that anywhere else in construction. The last piece, too, is if Texas or anyone else wanted to, is I think we can integrate this system that you saw, you know, last night or you'll see tonight when it's lit, that the law enforcement or the enforcement agency can use the inside or closer to the river, and the public can use the backside of the road to enjoy the bike path there. And
build another bridge. You could build a bridge. They can come over all they want. You know? Yeah.
We're contractors. We'll build.
Yeah. They might have to do voter ID at the halfway point of the river, but, I mean, they could come because they're not going to go anywhere. If the wall's built, they can go back over. But it does look like a park. If I'm a McAllen, Texas, I'd make a tourist thing out of it. Come see the border, the newly protected border. Ride your bike. Do whatever. I mean, that's the way it should be. And, by the way, maybe that would free up the resources to say, let's do more legal immigration. Let's allow more spots. Let's incentivize legal immigration to the extent, by the way, I think who likes as much as bleeding heart Democrats like illegal immigration, because let's be honest, they number one, claim to have empathy for people from all over, and they say these are all God's children. Hey, they are all God's children. 100% agree. Would you tell God's children to come on up, put a magnet up, and then subject himself to human trafficking, sexual abuse, all these horrible things, these kids coming alone, their parents paying at the border, give them to a trafficker and come up. That's what a bleeding heart does? I don't think so, folks. I don't think so. So let's not do this. But guess what? One of the reasons this still happens in this country and the federal government continues to ignore it is big business. Big business likes cheap labor. They're as much to blame for this as anything. I mean, think about that. I want to give the rest of the time to callers. And, by the way, we're going to do some Facebook Live events. I just talked to someone that's a lifer down here that tells an incredible story about how long they've dealt with this. And we're going to talk with some of those folks in the After the Show today on the program. So watch our online product after. But now to the bottom of the hour, your questions or comments, welcome for Tommy Fisher. Galen Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550. Get in line. Go ahead, Galen. You're up.
Thank you. I just like questions aren't specifically for Tommy Fisher, but they're relating to the border wall. And what we have here is just plain modern-day slave trade or slaving. I mean, that's what we've got. And it's also modern-day drug trafficking. And the communists love that, and the socialists, and apparently the Democrats, because they're ways to destroy our country. Also spreading COVID-19 to all parts of the country as they ship them. A fourth thing is it's such an instigation of injustice to the U.S. taxpayer of our liabilities for the future. And I think what we need to do is reelect our current congressional delegation in Washington so that they can sit on their thumbs the next time there's a January 6th or a certification of ballots. They should have sent those four states or six states, whatever they would have decided, back to the local state to recertify the vote. And this is all to help destroy our country.
Appreciate the call. And I don't know if there's specifically a question in there for Tommy, but I did hear the drug trafficking part of what you're talking and human slave trade.
Yeah,
you're right. That is what's happening. And you talk to the locals. Say again.
And it's just a modern-day type of slave trading. Instead of slave ships,
yeah,
to bring it
and,
up
and
here.
And look, if you make your living selling drugs and you're in Mexico and you can get across the border and sell those drugs for infinitely more than you can sell them for in Mexico, what are you going to do? I mean, that's what we're allowing. That's the criminal part of this. This is why I agree. Every elected leader needs to do it. Now, if we talk to the people about January 6th, they'd say, in our interpretation, that's violating the Constitution. Then we're no better than them. That's a separate argument. I think a few senators said it's worth the constitutional fight to get to this. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Don in Minot. Don, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Tommy Fischer. Oh, boy. There's the music already. Don, don't go anywhere because you're first to come when we come back. We're live at the border. McAllen, Texas, to our north, a couple of miles. And Reynosa, Mexico, to our south, right across the Rio Grande that we are looking at right now, winding its way next to 3 miles of big, beautiful wall, the shiniest wall in America, built by Tommy Fischer. More of your calls with Tommy when we come back. Don't go away.
The University of Mary is grateful for the healthcare workers and teachers that take care of our community in times of crisis. That's why we are offering all teachers and healthcare workers a thank you scholarship valued at the tuition cost of your first class. Don't delay. Deposit by April 30th to receive your first class free. Visit online.umary.edu and use the code SCOTT to waive your application fee.
Right here, right now, is where life happens, where you do you, the dreams that grip you, for a life that moves you. At First International Bank and Trust, we're passionate about putting you and your family's needs first, so you can focus on what matters most. What are you living for? First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons since 1908. H.A. Thompson & Sons has been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in the Bismarck-Mandan area, but across the neighborhood, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, of course, North Dakota. Furnace air conditioner replacements, water heater replacements, garage heater installations, bathroom, I mean, all of it. Commercial services as well. They are a link service contractor allowing provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region as well. Call them, 701-223-3393, or go online, hatandsons.com. HATNSons.com. Again, 701-223-3393.
I'm going to give away another pair of slippers from Mike Lindell's stash at My Pillow. You get your choice of moccasins or slip-on slippers. This will be a call that comes into the Oasis Petroleum Hotline. Just chatting with a reporter here that's following Tommy today. And he said, do you ever get calls from people who, you know, think it's a good idea to leave the border open? And I was telling him, we really don't. We really don't. I think we've got people who understand why people want to come to America. But if you do have an opinion, as always, this show is called What's on Your Mind. And what I'll do, I'm going to use the Oasis Petroleum Hotline for this, 855-200-1776. You know, sometime in the next couple hours, lay that on me. If you are of the opinion that you don't need to build wall, we shouldn't spend federal money on building the wall, it's a waste of taxpayer money, whatever your opinion is, that's why we call this What's on Your Mind. I know it's not a viewpoint we hear a lot in North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. I get that, but that opinion's welcome as well, and maybe if you don't have the, the time or the effort to wait on hold for somebody, just want to tell us, call the Bee of the Buffalo Hotline and let us know. I'd love that side of the opinion as well. It's rare, and judging by the polls on this issue, politically, you know, Senator Kevin Cramer, for example, Tommy, someone you know that's been in your yard in Dickinson, North Dakota, he was elected most recently, beat Heidi Heitkamp, 2 and some years ago. She was thought to be an absolute unbeatable Democrat. He runs. He wins by 11 points as a House member in the Senate. 11 points he wins by. 6 of those 11 points, according to his internal polling, was due to illegal immigration and her support of sanctuary cities. So I don't even think, Democrats think it's a good idea to throw the border open. But if you think that way, please let us know. 855-200-1776. Okay, more of your calls for Tommy Fisher. And it looks like Don in Minot is next. Go ahead, Don, for Tommy.
Hey, Scott. It's not really a question for your guest. I heard, and I don't know if it's true, that the Biden people are starting to name off states where they're going to send, the illegals, and North Dakota, Montana, and Idaho are prime choice places. And I was just wondering if it's a story or if you've heard something.
Well, let's just do simple math. Talk to any border sheriff and ask what the rough numbers are in a day that are coming across the border. And at some point, you're going to have to do something with them. The political pain point right now for the federal government is children. Where do you detain children? And there are reports today all over of children in... What did you see this morning, Tommy, on TV?
They were just in on the tents here in Donna.
But, I mean, just horrific conditions.
A lot of people in a very close cover with, the plastic up and,
right. I mean,
100 kids per cell. It was pretty tough.
So in inhumane conditions already, they got to find a permanent spot for them. They have hotel rooms being rented. That'll be temporary. Then you come back to, again, the health conditions of that. Do they have COVID? Is that spreading in a tent? All of that's a mess. But just do the math. That amount pouring in, they've got to do something. So remember, Senator Kevin Cramer very publicly wrote a letter to the Obama administration and said, no, 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 you cannot bring kids to North Dakota to the Air Force Base. 6 individuals from ICE, Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, all came to see Senator Cramer and said, we have no choice. We have a federal facility. It has space and hangars and rooms. So we need to bring them there. Kevin said to them, have these kids from Honduras and Guatemala seen a snowflake before? Have they ever seen a snowflake? Have they ever known winter? What you're going to do to kids is criminal, and to his credit, they back down. But I've heard what you've heard, Don, that they are preparing to bring them to federal facilities, Grand Forks Air Force Base, Minot Air Force Base, and other northern cities. I would believe that's a political decision, because guess what? They don't care. They're red states. So, what the hell with you? You're gonna take this problem right along with the southern border, so you're absolutely right. Appreciate the call. Let's go next to Monty. Monty's in the birthplace of oil activity in North Dakota, Tioga, North Dakota, oil capital of North Dakota. What's on your mind, Monty?
I would like somebody, and probably Tommy Fisher, to give an estimated cost of the per child that comes into this country due to the fact that they do not have health control over it, and they're bringing in diseases and other things. And then just the plain human side of allowing these people to come into our country without vetting, without anything else, and the cost to the country. And
all right,
that's enough for now.
Yeah, Monty, I appreciate the call. So, Tommy, he's talking about the cost. So let's talk about that. First of all, you know, when you talk about disease coming in, I think it almost sounds a little insensitive. You're saying you don't want them here because of disease. I don't want them to have disease, right, when they're trafficked in buses and come up from the border. So let's not, you know, this is a health and safety issue as much for them as it is for the United States of America. But if you did the cost, okay, illegal immigrant crosses X amount of time, how many times do they actually come back? How many times are they ultimately, you know, awarded the state, whatever. Do the math on that. And do the math on what the cost of your wall is and how many less of that would be. Do you pay for it?
I think the wall pays for itself in a couple different ways. If it's built correctly and it's on the border, it's going to definitely take less people to manage the border. I mean, just think about playing football. If you only have to stop it at the defensive line, or you're trying to stop it way in this, you know, safety, you know, all of a sudden everything becomes three-dimensional. I read the same papers that everyone else, that, you know, people publish, that, you know, legal immigration could cost $130 billion a year. You know, if more comes in, I mean, what's people's lives worth? That's worth a lot of money.
Monty's got a good point. But I mean, I think, that's simple math that, yeah, I think we need to consider in all this. Now, again, if your motivation is not to fix the problem, the math isn't going to do any good. And there's a whole separate political question there. But again, do Texas sheriffs, do state officials in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico and California say, I'm sorry, this is too much of a cost to us? Did they up your private landowners say, my land is being invaded? I can't farm sugarcane because there's people with drugs and smuggling children into this country or there? Then maybe you've got the patriots to do it. I didn't hear the name, but Fargo's next. What's the name, guys? Conway Fargo, go ahead for what's on your mind.
Okay, first thing is I think about is that wall around Washington, D.C., it seems to me that it's up there because they're going to keep doing things like this without using the consent of the people, not using the Constitution, working a way around. And then you come 2 years from now when they start pulling the same stuff with cheating on elections and having all these people being considered legal citizens now, there should be enough frustration. You got to remember the Civil War was about state rights versus Constitution.
Yeah, I know. Look, I've always thought the idea of another civil war in this era was crazy. I don't think that anymore. And one only need to look at how the Capitol is fortified to get it. So you're right, and the frustrations are going to rise. Tommy, more after the show, okay? Thank you, sir. Tommy Fisher, we'll be back with us later. More.
Hi, this is Stacey Boster, NMLS 1908175 from People's Home Equity Mortgage. With interest rates at an extraordinary low, now is the time to purchase or refinance. We take the time, online or in person, to walk our customers through every step of the home loan process. Call me, Stacey Boster, at 701-213-4426 or visit peopleshomeequity.com. Great people deserve great advice.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
AstraZeneca says the COVID-19 vaccine it developed in cooperation with Oxford University was 79% effective in preventing symptomatic illness in large trials in the United States, Chile, and Peru, paving the way for its long-awaited application for U.S. approval. Although AstraZeneca's vaccine has been authorized in more than 50 countries, it has yet to receive the okay from the United States. Miami Beach officials in Florida voted on Sunday to extend an 8 p.m. curfew and emergency powers for up to 3 weeks to help control unruly spring breakers. Officials are saying this is not a typical spring break crowd. These are individuals coming into the city to engage in lawlessness and anything goes party attitude. U.S. Representative Tom Reed, a Republican from Western New York, who was accused last week of rubbing a female lobbyist's back and unhooking her bra without her consent in 2017, apologized to the woman on Sunday and announced he will not run for re-election next year. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Started out 2021 doing the radio ads in a sauna. That's what we do because it's sauna. It's the number one wellness product on planet Earth. There's a ton of benefits. You boost your immune system, your white blood cell count. I mean, it prevents illness. A lot of good and a lot more good beyond that in a new Finleo sauna. And the great thing is, I mean, they can bring it right to your house and plug it in the wall, and you're sweating. You're there. Your new New Year's resolutions can come through with sauna. Purchase from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, the number 2.com. And tell them that guy right there down at the border, Scott Hennon, sent you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I've never endorsed a product that I more firmly believe in, that's saying a lot, because I'm not the kind of person that somebody calls and says, hey, what would it cost us for us to get you to advertise and say you love our product? I'll say, well, I have to love your product. Then we could talk about how to get the message out to your folks. But it's just not me. Kevin has one. Jay Thomas has one. I mean, it is Steve Hallstrom from the Need to Know Morning Show at Fargo has one. Brad Berry has one, coach of the UND hockey team, who called me one day and said, what do you think? I said, Brad, I've known you since you were, you know, right out of college. You got a horrific back. He always has. And I'm telling you, you can't even tell Brad anymore has a bad back because he just walks so great in it. I also added a sauna here in the last few months. We did that in the middle of winter, put it in our garage. And now my wife and I, it's a routine. You know, she reads in there and I think in there. And you think a little clearer, and, you know, just it's amazing. And same thing with a hot tub. Everything is better. Above the water, below the water. Really make it a point. If it's, oh, I don't know if I can afford it, talk to them. They've got no interest financing for 5 years. They'll find a way. You want to get in line for one of these hot tubs because the supply chain's been disrupted. They're selling. It's one of the things about COVID. More people wanted a hot tub. They wanted a splash pool in their backyard. They wanted ways to have fun. So Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too. They're in Bismarck right by the expressway. They're also in Grand Forks at the Grand Cities Mall. And they're, of course, in Fargo, just into the West Fargo line, just a tish east, literally inches east of Fargo on 13th there. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Okay, Andy Schneider is the sheriff of Grand Forks County. We're going to switch gears here and talk a little bit about a vote tomorrow, I believe, in the North Dakota legislature related to Senate Bill 2121. It is a continuation of the seatbelt law that we have, and I want to talk about that from a law enforcement perspective with Sheriff Andy. I also want to remind you that we will be talking more about the border after, and if you text your questions for Tommy, I'll ask Tommy on our Facebook Live event we're going to do right after the show today. That'll be the After the Show Leftovers. We'll be on Facebook Live. We'll get Todd to share it on the KFIRE page, be on the What's on Your Mind page, be on my personal page. You'll find that somewhere today if you want to follow along. And if you have a question, text us 701-367-2054. Okay? All right. And some calls waiting to talk seatbelts and other things as well. If you want to get in, 800-228-0550. We're looking for somebody that might think building this wall is a bad idea. If you feel that way, we're asking you to call the hotline today at 855-200-1776. Okay, let's see. Next up on What's on Your Mind, Sheriff Andy. you know, I've known you for a while. I watched the election. I've been impressed with your career, and very, very happy that a father and a husband would say, hey, this is something I'm going to take my time to do. I guess I never thought of it. You're Sheriff Andy. Does anybody bring up the Mayberry RFD ever for you, Andy?
Oh, it was on a daily basis. A guy that I ran into frequently at the gym in the morning, he actually made me a wooden plaque that says Sheriff Andy and gave me one bullet to glue onto it.
Well, that proves I'm old, because Andy Griffith is one of the best, and as long as you don't have any Barney Fifes on the team, you'll be good. So that's yeah. Great. Andy Schneider is the sheriff of Grand Forks County. I have had an epiphany, an evolution on the seatbelt debate. I am someone that reveres freedom more than anybody, and I say that right now there's a law in North Dakota that says you must wear a seatbelt. How it's enforced is different, but the law isn't going to change. It's still going to be against the law. Efforts to remove the law have not fallen short to the votes necessary. So it's a law in North Dakota, you wear a seatbelt. But every day, darn near, I see traffic stops where people don't have a seatbelt on, and then they're cited for it. What this bill would do is say, well, it's a reason to pull you over. I think the big question is, are you looking for a reason to pull people over? Is that why you want a seatbelt law, Andy?
Scott, the short answer on that, and thank you for having me on, by the way. I do appreciate it. But the short answer is no. I've testified. I testified in the Senate when this bill was proposed there. Thankfully, it passed with a pretty good amount of votes out of the Senate. Came over to the House, and I testified there again. And law enforcement isn't looking for a reason to pull people over. I mean, you have a license plate laid out. You don't signal within 100 feet of a turn in an intersection. Your windows are too dark tint. We got all kinds of reasons to stop you if we want to stop you. We're looking to quit dragging less bodies out of the ditches and put them into body bags. And not only that, but those are scenes that you just can't unlive. The worst part about those scenes is when you're the officer selected by the supervisor to go make the notification and knock on somebody's door and tell them they'll never see their loved one again because they weren't wearing their seatbelt. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to sleep on.
Have you do you recall to this day the first time that you came upon an accident and there was a fatality involved? Does that stay with you?
Yeah, I mean, I could close my eyes right now and tell you about it. It was. Yeah, it's something that you'll never forget. I can see, the male, the guy pinned underneath a tree. He was probably dead before the tree was pinned under. He was pinned under it, but his stomach was split wide open. His intestines were hanging out, and they're just clean and just weird. And he's laying there just dead. Yeah, I could tell you all about almost every dead body I've seen.
And if you're a first responder, you're law enforcement, that's part of the job, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, nobody seeks that. Nobody wants that. And statistically, it's not even a contest to say if you have the seatbelt on, you're better chance you're going to live at a minimum, or better chance, that it's just an injury versus, sadly what you saw with that guy split in half and his guts hanging out. So this is not a motivation for you of writing more tickets, more revenue, less freedom for anybody. This is to save lives, right? You're, as a sheriff of Grand Forks County, saying, I know if we have this bill, it'll be more of a deterrent to wear a seatbelt. Doesn't mean you have to, and doesn't mean we're going to pull you over if you're not wearing it, but it's more of a motivation to do it. This is about the deterrent, so there's less people that die. Am I right?
You're 100% correct. And, just to enforce that a little bit, I've come across several crashes where I get there and wonder, okay, they're clearly dead in that car, or they're laying in a ditch somewhere dead, and there's people walking around and they say they were the ones driving it, and it's pretty obvious they were wearing their seatbelts. Now there's crashes that aren't survivable at all, no matter if you're wearing a seatbelt or not. It's just your time. It's going to happen, and we know we can't avoid those, but we want to limit the number of fatalities as much as we can. And, statistics nationwide show that by simply having a primary enforcement law, 10 to 12% of people will start buckling up just because of that fact. And that's pretty substantial on the amount of lives that could start saving, serious injuries that could start preventing, and less problems that my law enforcement officers are going to have to deal with. It's really hard when you go home to your family after a day of work where you've had to deal with a fail or some other horrific scene, crash, whatever, and your kids come running up to you and ask you how work was and if you got any bad guys, and you just tell them, well, it was a good day at work, and then you sit at the dinner table and try to put a smile on your face while you're choking down a meal that you can't even enjoy because all you can see is that scene. And going back a little bit, you did say, you know, this isn't what we signed up for. We didn't. You know, everybody that's in law enforcement knows that it's a reality that we're going to end up seeing, you know, people in fatal crashes, dead people dealing with suicides, whatever. But there's no amount of preparation that can make it effective to keep dealing with that over and over and over again.
So you can take 10% less of those, whatever the numbers. Again, numbers are real. I get it. Some people say, well, if I would have been wearing a seatbelt, I wouldn't have got thrown out. I'd have been on the rollover. Well, I don't know about you, but every police report, law enforcement, highway patrol, a lot of times the fatalities are flying out the car. So, I mean, I think that goes both ways. Are there occasions that, hey, I'm on a plane, I happen to be in the bathroom, the plane crashed, and I lived? Of course, right? But, I mean, that's one in a million. That isn't any kind of, you know, statistically, you're better with the seatbelt. So you're looking to reduce those numbers, reduce the PTSD, reduce all the, and correct me if I'm wrong, Andy, the cost, right? If you come across a fatality, what is required of the taxpayers of Grand Forks County of you from an accident that doesn't have a fatality are what?
Right. You know, the cost that some people don't think about. No, I know that a lot of people don't like to hear how much it's going to save you in insurance, and that's not my ball of wax. I know that those are real numbers that it will help with insurance. But the other cost that they don't think about is, you know, the sheriff's office is funded by taxpayer dollars, and that's how we function. Well, I use taxpayers' dollars to make sure that those officers, when they go to a fatal crash, that they are in the right state of mind, that they're capable of responding to a domestic or a burglary in progress or a theft from your house, or you call because you need us to respond, that those officers are in the right state of mind. You know, typically after a horrific scene, depending on the situation, somebody's going to have at least 2 days off, maybe a few more if they need. Those are administrative days paid off because I'm requiring it for them to, you know, to get some sleep, get some eat, nutrition, make sure that they're healthy. We're most likely going to send them to a psychiatrist. That's anywhere between $200 and $400 to get evaluated. If they're struggling, I might require a fit for duty form and evaluation to be done. You know, that's $400 to $600 to make sure that they're capable of continuing their performance at a high level that's expected by the taxpayers when they return from those scenes. And you know, we had a horrific incident last year, May 27th, 2020. Where an officer lost his life, another was wounded, and it impacted, it just shook our whole region. And there's officers that still deal with that on a daily basis, and we're doing our best to combat that and make sure that they have people that they can talk to, that they're fit for duty, and it does come with a cost. If we can limit that, that would be substantial.
I'd say do it for your kids, folks. I mean, I was single until I was 37 years of age, bachelor till 37, and I was blessed to marry a woman who had two beautiful children at the time, 3 and 1, and quickly learned that the first thing they would say when you get in the car is buckle up, right? And then, as they grew and a sister came along, she says the same thing. She's a senior in high school. If I get a half a block from home and don't have my seatbelt on, they are in my grill. And you know what? That's how I got to be better about it. Guess what? They're not doing it because they're trying to lecture to dad. They want dad to do it when the kids aren't in the car, get into the habit, so they don't get a knock on the door from law enforcement that just saw my, you know, body split in half in some horrific accident. So, I'm not trying to convince anybody other than a majority of the House members that this is good common sense, because law enforcement is asking for it, and that ought to be enough. More with Andy when we come back. Don't go away.
It's spring again, and that foundation crack, that seeping water, that bowing wall is still there. But it's not too late. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got you covered.
Don't let those problems continue through another spring. Your complete foundation experts are here to help. Call 701-280-7038. That's 7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size phone pump, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC on 3812 Memorial Highway, Mandan, North Dakota. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Of course, your warranty lasts a lifetime at Schwann Buick GMC, and you're going to want to get in and look at some of these 2020. Some of these 2020 Buick SUV models are up to 22% below MSRP, and there's free money everywhere. 0% interest. Just got to call them or stop in. Schwann Buick GMC, call them 701-214-6372, SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Scott Henin, live at the border. Our coverage of the border will continue after the show. If you have a comment or a question related to the border, text it to me right now, because Tommy Fisher and some local folks that are living this every day are going to join me in the After the Show show. That'll be on Facebook Live today, and it will be live right after the show, okay? But it'll be up there on Facebook for you to see all day long. We're brought to you in part also by our friends in Tioga, North Dakota, Tioga ND, TiogaND.com. That's the place to check out and find out more about this great community. It is a growing community. They have great schools, and they're a long way away from the circus of the North Dakota Texas U.S. border and everything else going on. A lot of calm in Tioga, despite the fact that there's a lot of opportunity in Tioga. So check it out, TiogaND.org. Okay, back on the border, and we have Andy Schneider. He is the sheriff of Grand Forks County, talking about his advocacy for North Dakota's continuation of a seatbelt law, because that was debated this session, and we decided, yes, we're going to continue to have a seatbelt law. Now it's in the question of enforcement, primary or secondary. All the statistics show when you make it a primary offense that you have a lot better chance people are actually going to buckle up. However, if you think your freedom includes not buckling up, you'd be correct. You can do that. You're just like you are now, risking that there would be an infraction for that. But law enforcement isn't seeking to write more tickets. They're seeking to protect their precious resources. Number one, the people who have to endure these horrific scenes. Same with our first responders. That's who I've listened to. That's who's converted me on this issue. And I hope House members are listening to us and plan on doing the same tomorrow. And ultimately, taking that from secondary to primary. One question I want you to think about, Andy, while we go to these calls, and that is, in the places it's gone from secondary to primary, how many primary tickets were written for seatbelt infractions versus, when it was secondary? I don't know if you know the answer to that, but that might assuage some of the fears of this is just about more ways to write tickets. Because I can tell you, I know that's not the case because it's what law enforcement has told me, and I believe them. I believe law enforcement. I believe law enforcement in North Dakota especially. They're not looking to write more tickets or invade on your freedoms. They're looking for less people to die. That's noble. Les, on the road, you're up with Sheriff Andy on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Okay, Don in Stanley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Don. We lost Les. You can call back, Les. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, Sheriff, I've been out here driving semi-trucks for 37 years. I've seen it all. And I'm right behind you about the seatbelts, but I know the freedom, everybody feels that it's infringing on their freedom, but if you have seen some of the wrecks that I have seen, and the sheriffs and the highway patrols, I mean, they are, some of them are so bad, you cannot mention them on radio. And, I used to do driver's ed, I would go in and talk to kids about driving around trucks, and I'd scare them with the one accident where I had to get off the road for a couple of months because, I couldn't sleep. It was so horrible. You lost four people. And, I told the kids what it was like. And, some of them, I guess it scared them into understanding why you wear seatbelts and stuff. But I'll tell you what, from the accidents I've seen, the non-deadlies and stuff, seatbelts do help a lot. And I would assume that you'd lose you'd drop 50% off of the death rate if you were wearing seatbelts. But, I feel sorry for you guys when you have to go to these accident scenes. That one that was so bad, everybody was sick. Everybody walked over there and saw that there was no way anybody would survive. And it was just, it was gore.
And, of course, Don, you can walk away from it. Andy and his team can't. First responders can't. They got to clean up the mess. This is just sad.
Right.
But I think as a professional driver, you're making a very good point, isn't he, Andy? Because he's seen a lot, obviously, and he's saying, look, wear the seatbelt, less chance you're going to see that. His numbers say 50%. I don't know what the number is, but we know with or without a seatbelt, the data is, do you know the number? How much more likely you are to survive with a seatbelt versus without?
Yeah, Tommy, I left that to some of the professionals with Vision Zero program. But, Don, I 100% agree with you that, our ultimate goal in this state is zero deaths on the highway. Very high and lofty goal. Unfortunate what you guys had to go through out in the Stanley Tioga area out there in the midst of the oil boom. Man, there was just a lot of reckless, erratic driving behaviors out there, and fatalities were going through the roof. It was just a terrible time, And if we could get a few of those people to buckle up and save a few more lives, that would just be fantastic.
Thanks for the call, Don. Appreciate it very much. I'm going to give another text in here. The texter says, no mandates. A primary law raises seatbelt usage by 10%. Not reduce fatalities by 10, but raises usage by 10. Well, again, we don't know that. I think those numbers are significantly different. I wear my seatbelts all the time. I just hate government mandates. And the people who are never going to wear a seatbelt, whether it's mandated or not, are also the same people who are likely to engage in other risky driving practices. What do you say to that caller? That does not going to make enough difference.
Well, right now the statistics off the nationwide average says that there will be a 10 to 12% usage in North Dakota, or in any state. So right now what we're looking at is that would save at least five lives. So if that individual has a family of at least five people, brothers, sisters, mom, dad, maybe their own kids, husband,
there you
whatever.
There you go.
Take a family picture and pick one of those individuals that you don't need.
Who can you live without? Well said, Andy. Who could you live without? Talk to your house member today for law enforcement.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you prepared to meet your lawn's needs? Swanston Equipment offers an entire lineup of Toro residential and commercial mowers. Built on a tradition of quality, long-lasting products and innovative features to make your mowing experience and caring for your lawn easier. Stop into any of our three Swanston locations today and experience the lawn-dominating power and durability of Toro. Online at SwanstonEquipment.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.